Hey, everybody, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. I'm Dear Scooter. I'm here to help you fall asleep tonight. And the way this podcast works, I'll tell you a story, and it's going to help you, you know, put your thoughts aside, what's worrying you, whatever your mind's racing, or just get your mind off falling asleep. You're just going to listen to me tell a little tale, and it's going to get more and more boring. And as it does, you'll drift off into dreamland. And that's my goal every podcast, is to just help people that are struggling to doze off. And if you listen to a few episodes it doesn't work, go ahead and email me, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com, or let me know on Twitter @DearestScooter, and I can work with you to try to figure out another way to help you fall asleep. I'm not here to sell anything like sleep meds or magical sleep hypnosis or sleep crystals. I'm working on sleep crystals for sure, and that you'll keep in your— maybe you should keep them in your mouth or maybe in a sack around your neck. I'm not selling anything tonight. I'm just trying to help people just like me that have trouble at night getting to sleep. All you do is you get in bed, you know, do all your bedtime stuff, and then right before you close your eyes, after you turn out the lights, before you turn out the lights and before you close your eyes, press play on this, you know, put on headphones or leave it on a speaker. I'll help you tell you a little bedtime story. And if you can do me a favor and review and rate us on iTunes, that'd be great. It raises our profile, lets us help other people that are struggling to fall asleep. And if you have any feedback or questions or hate mail or love mail— no, not even love mail, like mail, suggestions especially, stuff you like, stuff you don't like, or if I say like too much or breathe too much, as people have said, go ahead and let me know. I'm open to it. Feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com or @DearestScooter. And on the website, sleepwithmepodcast.com, and on Twitter, I like to post sleep tips. So go ahead and check us out. And thank you so much for listening from the— if I had a heart, I would say from the bottom of my heart or from the depths of my soul. But I'm kind of I'm a superhero boredom. I'm a boredom superhero. I'm a guy who tells boring stories. So I don't really have that deep— well, I really appreciate you listening is all. That's what I'm trying to say in my own convoluted way, so thanks. And tonight we have a brand new show, I guess, or a weekly segment or a weekly episode. Let me think about how to set this up here. You might have read the name of the show and the just in case— I'm not going to tell you the name of this new show tonight. I mean, you might have seen it in the episode notes. It might not have. It might mean something to you. It might not. But just in case you don't know the title of it, you'll know it by the end of tonight. Okay? Tonight's episode opens in a kind of a plain cafe where a man is just simply reading the paper to himself and drinking some tea. And he's kind of hurrying. So I guess I'm going to get into character here. So, okay, I probably need some— okay, so there's a man, cafe, plain, cafe. No, ridiculous. Puh. And inconceivable. Ugh. And then his friend comes in and says, Richie, oh, you were reading the paper there. Oh, it's about time you got here, James, for lunch. Oh, jeez, you're late for lunch again. Oh, come on, how could I be late, Richie? You're reading the paper? What's the date on that? How old is that paper? Oh, I got the paper for somewhere. Oh, well, tea again. What I wouldn't do for coffee or a drink for love. Richie, when was the last time you had a drink? A pint of beer or something stronger, whiskey. You believe this guy? Do you believe this guy in this paper? You bought the Washington Post. What kind? Richie, don't get— what are you getting so bent out of shape about? What? Don't thought they told you you couldn't read the paper anymore. They told me a lot of things, but I got the paper. I got a guy who gets me the paper. I got a guy who brings me the paper. Okay, Rich. Rich, what's for lunch today? Toast. Just plain toast. That's what we're having for lunch. That's what we have for lunch every... Oh. Listen, Rich. We're old friends. Can you put the paper down? I gotta talk to you, man. Oh, man. I'm down. Well, you're down. You should read this paper. This guy, he's driving me crazy. That's what I mean, this whole thing is driving me crazy, Rich. I mean, how long have we been here? Do you have any idea how long? I mean, what that paper? Is that that paper could be 1 year old. It could be 100 years old. I mean, how long do you think we've been here? Every day is the same. Toast and tea. We eat lunch together every freaking day. You're complaining about something every day. And I love you, man. I love you. I mean, you're my only friend here. But I can't take it anymore. Well, there's nothing you can do. What are you gonna do? Kill you. Okay, I'll put the paper down. You can't kill yourself. So what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? We need to accept the thing. We're here. You know, I don't know. I'm thinking any day now. I got my people. I keep asking them, come on, push us through. Come on. I mean, push me through, then push, you know, get JC, you know, after me. But, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm telling you. Big things, I mean, good things are in store for us, man. Don't let this get you down. Come on, have some toast. Have some tea. Rich, is it, I mean, back, I mean, I know I'm a lot older than you, even though you look way worse than me, but is this what you expected all those years? I mean, we were on top. Is this what you thought would be waiting for us? Is it just toast and tea in this, I don't even know what this, I mean, how to describe this place. It's kind of like a, It's kind of like the most mediocre place I've ever been. It just is. It's just gray and boring every day, you know. Everything's just tolerable here, and that's it. It's making me nuts, and I don't even know how long we've been here and when we're getting out of here or ever. I mean, what if this is hell, man? What if this is hell? What if we're really in hell? And this is it. Oh, no. I've been to hell, JC. JC, this is nothing. The first time, first heart attack, I was in hell. For real. Sit down. Okay? I can't get into it now. This ain't hell, buddy. Hell is awful. Nah, this is something else. It's something else. Why are we here? Are we serving a sentence, or I don't get it. I mean, I try to be patient. I miss my wife. I miss my secretary. I miss my children's teacher. I miss women and music, real food, coffee, drink. I miss being alive so much, Richie. Oh, I do too. Well, you gotta read the paper. It gives you, you know how many days, you know how many hours I read the paper? When I have the paper, boom. I read the paper. I get bent out of shape about something. I pace. You know, I like to imagine I'm solving these problems in the paper. It's great. You should read the paper with me. Come on. We'll read the paper today. Come on. No. I mean, are we being punished or are we being tested? What's the test if we... Oh, and why did I just send us to hell? Okay. Listen to Richie James. sit down, have some toast, have some tea. I wish I had sugar and milk for you, just tea. And let trust me, this is what I do. This is how I get through every day. I read the paper, and I'm going to fix the problem, okay? I got a couple articles here I've been gathering about this guy. Now trust me, okay? Just trust me, are we friends? Okay. Richie, you go for it. Okay, so you got this goddamn nincompoop down there. This Bezos. He's a freaking nincompoop. He buys the newspaper. What the hell's he buying the newspaper for? He's got a store. He's got a department store. It has no departments. It's a, you know, we've talked about this clown before.
Well, Richie, I don't think you're saying his name correctly.
It's Bezos. It's Bezos. He's a damn Spaniard or some crap.
Richie, I think it's pronounced differently than that. You know, one of my grandchildren, they had this new thing called phonics. And I'm looking at this.
Damn you, it's Bezos. Just listen to me. That's how it's pronounced. Bezos. Bezos. Jeff Bezos.
No, it's definitely... Because even if it's G-E-O...
It's not... Just trust me. James. Listen, you're messing me up here. Okay, it's Bezos. This damn Bezos. He buys the Washington papers. Okay, so that was one thing. I've been out of that for weeks. If I was there, I'd buy every newspaper. I hate this Bezos. He's running all these places. I mean, you are empires have crumbled because of this clown. He brings it right to someone's goddamn door. Yeah, they don't go. There's no Art Deco lobby. There's no mannequins. There's no music. There's no Santa Claus for Christmas. There's no tree. There's no page girls. There's no sales clerks. He's taken all the magic out of it. He's just made it a simple transaction through some sort of zeros and ones. Oh, this Bezos. Okay, so it gets worse. So this Bezos, not only does he have to, he's got to mess everything up. He's trying to go after the TV, the movie people, the music people, the fruit companies that make the computers you hold on to. And now he says he wants to put these damn flying things up in the air to deliver stuff to these fools. These damn little flying things are like flying rats or something. You know, remember those back in those remote control cars? Like flying remote control cars and bringing stuff to people's houses. People are going to be getting hit in the head. And what about the damn people that deliver this stuff? They got to make a living and they got to spend their damn money. This fool's going to put himself out of business. He's a nincompoop. He's no good for flying machines delivering boxes. Buying papers. Who does he think? Well, he's not a newsman. He's no newsman. You remember the newsmen from our day? They're powerful men like us. This guy, look at what he is named, Jeff Bezos. It's not even a name. Two words. Richard Warren. James Cash. Those are names. We were men. And then it gets better, so... This clown, he's gallivanting for the New Year's. The Galapagos Islands kissing turtles or some garbage. He gets a gallstone or something caught in his throat. He has to call in the Guatemalans to rescue him. Now, I hope they bill him a hell. They should have drowned him. I wish a turtle would have bit his face off, this Bezos.
But I don't, Richie, I don't see where you're going with this whole thing. Because you're really stressing me out, this guy.
Well, just listen. So that's a problem. We got a problem. Today's paper office is a problem. This Bezos is the problem. So we come up with a solution.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a crossword almost with the news. Crossword news.
Well, more or less. Oh, I forgot. I haven't even been doing the crosswords. Oh, James. We'll take turns on those. But yeah. So this Bezos, what I was thinking is, okay, if we... We pool our resources. We figure out a way. We, you know,
Well, I haven't really figured it out because he's got this damn... I mean, we really need the Justice Department to come in and sock it to him. You know, another competition clause and stuff. He's got a lot of them bought off, but I think we could figure it out if we're down there. You know, we get together with Kmart and all the other guys. You know, Bergdorf, Goodman, Macy's. You know, he's crumbling all of them. He's killing them. He's killing them. And we take him down. You know, some sort of... He's got the vertical and the horizontal. He's doing everything, this guy. He's no good. Well, you know, Rich, you know what I was thinking is, what if this guy just had an accident? I mean, I'm a moral man, but what if the turtle did bite off his face? Or what if the Guatemalans didn't save him, as you said? Or what if the turtle bit his gallstone or whatever and he drowned? What would have happened? Well, that's a good question. That's a good... Wow. So you're saying we get rid of this Bezos? I guess that's it. I mean, the thing is, if we go back in time and take him out early, before he did this, it'd be great. And that you know, there's no rules with this new solution thing, so use your imagination. We go back in time, we kill him as a lad. Or we crush his company when they're fledgling. Or we blind him when he's a teen. We could get him addicted to opiates. We could, you know, blackmail him as an older man. There's a lot of things. Yeah, I like this. I like this game now. What if we kidnap him and hold him for ransom and pin it on some pirates? And then say he's anti something, some group, and stir up a bunch of anti Bezos sentiment, and they, you know, the masses rise up and they burn his business to the ground. Oh, now you're talking. Oh yeah, you know this is one that hits home. What do you? Hey, you know, what if I told you we should just do this? What do you mean? Well, you know, the guy gets me the papers. You know, he gets them from down there. And I always ask him, I'm like, if you can get the papers from down there, you know, how much it costs? You know, my buddy JC, he needs a drink. And he told me it's hard to get the liquor when you transfer it. It comes to water. And I asked him about food and women. And, you know, since we were kind of got the Ken doll body, if we had women, couldn't do anything anyway. But then I said, you know, could we get down there? And he said he can't do it, but he knows this guy, Hans Zimmer Gorbelli, who I guess a bunch of years ago he was helping out Walmart or some company like that, you know, use some kind of souls to make their employees more productive. And he said that, you know, he's up here. Somehow he dodged the Hell Express. He said, you know, this Gorbelli could probably get you back to Earth. You know, you might end up going to hell. Or you might not go there. It might not work, and it's going to cost you a lot. But he said that if we talk to this Gorbelli, so what do you say we go down there and we take this Bezos out? We get him. We could figure out, we go back in time, we could do it present day, whatever. We go down, we get Bezos, and we show him that we still got it, me and you. You know, what do you say? Richard Warren Sears, James Cashpenny, together again, on the road, we go down there. Well, what if the Almighty sends us to hell, though, for that? Well, I tell you, you're asking why we're here. What if it's some kind of test? What if this is our test? What if this business is... I'm telling you, he's evil. What if he's gonna... He could be the Antichrist. He's got all this consumerism. You know, they got that new pope down there saying don't be so rich and selfish. And what if this business is, you know, he's got too much power. He's gonna have those flying things. Who's stopping him from having those flying things? Our people, huh? What if this is our test? Well, yeah, I mean, you really think our test would be to murder a... I didn't say murder. I said get him. We're going to get Bizzles, not kill Bizzles. Get Bizzles. I still think you're not pronouncing his name correctly. Kind of sounds like Bizzle. Bizzle. I think it's Bay. B-E. Gosh darn it. Just listen. It's Bizzles, okay? Just pronounce it like that. Trust me. That's our test. Almighty wants us to go down there and take him out. I mean, God can't kill him. That would be wrong. I mean, he could strike him down or smote him, but they don't do that anymore. They haven't done that for thousands of years. So we go down there. We take him out. Or we just correct his course. What if we help him find the way? What if... Okay. How about that, JC? We'll go down there. We'll talk some sense into him. You know? We'll make him into some kind of missionary. Some converter of souls. He'll give his money away. You know, he'll help others. That'll be his thing. Well, now you're talking. And then we'll crush him. We'll crush him. Right then. Well, I don't know about the crushing, but, okay, so we're on. I'm gonna get in charge of this gold belly. We're gonna go down to Earth. Gonna get the heck out of this stupid, mediocre, intermittent zone we're in. We're going to get Bizzles. Where do you want to start?
Well, I don't know. Let's talk to the Scorbelly and let's go down there. Like you said, we'll make him into a good guy. We'll teach him to help and love the world. I mean,
well, we do have our reputations are at stake, so we need to kind of... As long as his business is crushed and his spirit and his soul, I mean, we could rebuild him as a new man, but... Okay, just give me that, okay?
All right, well, let's just get to it, then. Do you think... Okay, one question, though. Do you think our bodies will change back to normal when we're at Earth? When we return to the... Like, can we talk to him about that? I'd just like to have my, my parts instead of having the Ken doll thing. I would give anything just to go to the bathroom and again. But, you know, can we double-check that? Because I'm... That would be an important... You know, and having a drink and some food would be great, too, but... Having my parts back would be ideal.
Well, no, yeah. This Gorbelly, he's a genius, I tell you. From what I hear, he's a genius. We're going to go down there, and that's it. We're going to get Bizzles.
And that's where we're going to leave it tonight, and that's our new show, Get Bizzles. And that's Bizzles, not anything else. And no one else's name. And don't take this as a call to action. This is a story of... As you saw, J.C. Penny, James Cash Penny, and Richard Warren Sears. I hope I'm saying that right. Yeah, and Richard Warren Sears. And I guess they're going to be going on an adventure every week to get Bizzles. And we'll see how that goes. All right, I want to wish everybody Happy New Year. And I want to wish these two former magnates of retail enterprise luck and getting out of it. Seems like they're in, where was that? That's where Lost took place. What's that called? My goodness, I'm live here, and I cannot think of the name of the place that's not heaven or hell. It's, I didn't go to heaven. I didn't go to hell. I went to, it's kind of like detention or suspension. Purgatory. That's embarrassing. And I might not edit this just to help you go to sleep. I thought there's another word for it, too, other than purgatory. Is it purgatory? I don't know what they called it on Lost, but, you know, that's where it seems like they're there. It's a mediocre spot. If you want a movie to watch, not that I don't think they're in purgatory in this movie, but check out Defending Your Life. It's a great movie. Albert Brooks movie. And it's definitely worth your time, okay? So good night. So good night, and get a good night's sleep or rest. Picture Richard Warren, Cash, James Cash, Penny. I think I'm not positive about this. I'll have to look it up on, like, TMZ, but I'm pretty sure, like, Jessica Alba's husband and her kids are named after those two, J.C. Penny and Richard Warren. I think her kids are, like, Cash, Warren,
and Sears or something. Or maybe it's Penny. But anyway, we'll look it up. And we'll have more for you soon. Thanks for listening.